You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. It's time for another Ask Coach Parry podcast, and today a great question about life getting in the way. We've got Devlin Eden with us once again. Dev, nice to catch up. This question from Rachel. Rachel's saying life's pretty busy at the moment. I think so many of us feel exactly the same way. Rachel's been moving sessions around a bit and cross-training, mainly sea swimming. They're having amazing weather in the Northern Hemisphere at the moment to fit things in with work, social training, and her plan. She was just wondering, if you don't have enough time to do all your sessions, and she is moving days around, is it better to drop a high intensity session or a long, slow run?
Yeah, so Brad, I think the first thing here is to see what her priority is. So if the running is obviously the priority, we need to try and restructure things accordingly, and also to make sure that depending on what event she's working towards as well. My fallback is always going to be, you'd probably be better off dropping the intensity sessions and keeping the longer, easy runs in. So if it's just a case of needing to find an extra day to swim, I would cut out the intensity work and make sure that you're not cutting out on those long runs. Those long runs that are focusing on that aerobic conditioning are always going to be more beneficial. Naturally, if she's training towards sort of a 5K or a 10K run, and that's coming up relatively soon and doesn't want to get rid of the swimming, then we could probably look at maybe cutting down on one of the easy runs in the week, still suggesting keeping a long run in, but then incorporating a little bit of high intensity. But straight off the bat, my answer would be cut out on the high intensity and keep the longer aerobic work in.
Okay, I've only told you half the story.
Okay.
So that's a great general answer. Obviously, Rachel's given some more info, which I think is pretty much backing up what you're saying. Rachel's saying, for example, this weekend I've got a time trial on the Saturday, but I want to do a social sea swim and an easy run, obviously, with folks that she's training with. And then on Sunday, she's got a scheduled 90-minute run. Is she better off doing the 5K time trial or leaving it out and doing both? The long, easy sea swim with friends and an easy run and then the 90-minute, or should she do the 5K time trial on the Sunday as well?
Yeah, so I wouldn't suggest, I mean, if we're going to get value from doing a time trial, obviously we're looking for that time trial to get an idea of where she is. I would not do the time trial on the Sunday after doing a social sea swim and potentially a shorter run on the Saturday, because then you are going to carry a little bit of fatigue, even if it is just a social sea swim. So my recommendation would then be to drop the time trial and do a longer run on the Sunday on your own, where you can keep it easy. And if that priority is the time trial for us to see where you are, then it is going to require maybe skipping the social sea swim, which, again, we don't necessarily want to tell people not to do the social aspect of it, because, I mean, just for our mental health, I think that is quite key as well.
Absolutely. Cool. Rachel, thank you for the great question. Dev, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at coachparry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to coachparry.com/menopause, or simply click on the link in your podcast player now. We'll be right back.